This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. Here are some of your top headlines.
Now, we continue to follow developing news this afternoon since the release of a redacted Mueller report today. The probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election is out. 400-page report was delivered to Congress on a CD-ROM nearly 2 hours after Attorney General William Barr laid out the findings.
The special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts.
But on the issue of obstruction of justice, the report noted, quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. However, we are unable to reach that judgment. Meanwhile, Democrats want the full unredacted report released and to hear from Mueller directly.
For the Mueller report outlines disturbing evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction of justice and other misconduct.
The Mueller's probe also spells out how several social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram became unwitting accomplices to Russian agents in the 2016 presidential election. Company social media platforms, Mueller concluded, helped spread their pro-Trump message to tens of millions of users. In the aftermath of the scandal, tech analysts say the companies have developed tools to weed out fake accounts.
Facebook created tools which will identify the owners of the pages and also how many times they changed the name and from where. And also they ban somebody to pay with certain currencies.
Other tech analysts say the 2020 election will prove a test of the company's commitment to the reforms, which may in some instances slow their growth or cut into their profits.
We're now learning what may have caused the massive Notre Dame fire. Investigators believe it may have been sparked by an electrical short circuit. The investigation is still ongoing, but officials have limited access to the landmark to search the rubble because of safety concerns. The cathedral was undergoing renovations at the time of the massive fire. It broke out Monday and burned for 12 hours. Donations have since been pouring in to help with rebuilding costs.
New details out of Milpitas, where a grandmother has been accused of murdering her 3-year-old grandson. Police have arrested 70-year-old Fus Abdihashi. Authorities found her grandson unresponsive on Monday. It's still unclear how he died. Hashi is being held at the Santa Clara County Main Jail.
An Australian man accused of attempting to kidnap a toddler in San Francisco last week pled not guilty in court today. On Friday, near Noe and 17th Streets, witnesses say Roscoe Holyoke grabbed a 2-year-old boy while he was walking with his mother. The mom screamed and wrestled her son away. When Holyoke fled, Good Samaritans like Adam Walker stepped in.
Shortly after walking by her, that's when we kind of heard the struggle. We heard her in distress. Once I saw the man running away, just that fatherly instinct kicked in.
Holyoke's attorney says he was in the United States for business. He works as a DJ under the stage name DJ Roski. His attorney blames the incident on his client being, quote, disengaged with reality. If convicted, Holyoke could face up to 8 years in prison. He is due back in court on May 10th.
Some tense moments at a South Bay hospital today. A suspect with a pellet gun entered the emergency room at Good Samaritan Hospital in San Jose. Police say at 9:21 this morning, suspect came in, demanded to be seen. 911 was called, but before officers arrived, one employee took action.
He just walked up. He just said, put your hands up. The suspect sat down on a gurney. He walked up to him, grabbed the gun, threw it, and then tackled him and took him to the ground.
Wow.
He was pretty brave.
That's not nurse training.
No, and I don't know what his role is, medical technician, x-ray technician, exact title, but yeah, no, this was his he's very humble about the whole thing and just did what he felt needed to be done.
We did learn that employee is a military veteran. As for the suspect, he's been arrested and charged with brandishing a replica weapon. No shots were fired and there were no injuries.
A baby elephant seal is drawing a crowd at San Francisco's aquatic park. Check this out. This little pup hauled itself out of the bay this afternoon to soak up some sun on the popular San Francisco beach. Crowds were concerned about the seal without its mother, but experts say that they are more worried about the people. They say that seals will often lie out on beaches and should actually just be left alone. And it was definitely a beautiful day to lay out in the sun. Chief Meteorologist Paul Diano on today's warm-up. Paul?
I'm kind of jealous of that seal laying there on the beach and, you know, I don't know. Rope it off. Yeah. To each their own. We have 70s and 80s outside today. By a degree or two, today was warmer than what we had on Saturday. So, yes, we can say this is the warmest day of the calendar year. Yay. 70s and 80s outside Livermore, 79 degrees. San Jose and Concord, beautiful, 81. San Francisco, 73. Some changes coming up tomorrow. I'll explain in a second. Overnight lows will be mild. Vallejo tonight, 53. San Jose, 55. Santa Rosa, 50. Tomorrow, warm, but not as warm. Inland temperatures don't move much. Concord, Livermore, Fairfield, low 80s. Santa Rosa, Napa, San Jose, upper 70s, down to 72 in Oakland, down to 67 in San Francisco. Let's talk about why. We do have a blocking ridge of high pressure giving us the offshore wind today, but notice just to its north and just to its south, two different low pressure areas, they will flip the wind at the beach and near the bay tomorrow, and that's why temperatures will drop. And you'll notice something else tomorrow morning at the coast. It will be foggy to start the day as that onshore flow comes back, and we'll see an increase in clouds for all of us tomorrow afternoon. So beautiful tomorrow, just not as warm. Big changes for the weekend as well. We'll talk about that coming up at 5. For now, that's your Pix Now forecast.
All right, Paul, thanks for that. 113 years ago today, the great 1906 earthquake and fire took apart San Francisco, killing hundreds and leaving thousands homeless. Today, city leaders and community members gathered to honor those lives lost following the ceremony, a procession to the Golden Fire Hydrant, and a mission for the annual repainting ceremony. That hydrant credited for saving the part of the Mission District.
Pixie, what up? Got some baseball to chat to you about as the A's. Yeah, they had the day off, but listen to this. It's green, buys a lot. Pink Floyd and Cardi B got hit songs about it. Money. And they took care of its star slugger. Chris Davis, two-year contract extension, reportedly worth $33.5 million. All Davis has done since coming to Oakland in 2016 is hit 143 home runs, more than anybody else in baseball. And he already has 10 this season to lead the bigs. That should be enough to wake anybody up. Come on, man! It's the Giants and the Nationals, wake up! Pick it up, bottom third. 20-year-old phenom Juan Soto. A double off the wall, and just like that, it's 2-0. Pomeranz, Giants starter, gave up 4 runs in 4 2/3. Brandon Belt, boy, what a day he had. First at bat, okay, all right. His is to a 4-3. But in the fifth, Belt again took a 3-2 pitch that appeared outside. He's not happy. And Bruce Dochy got his dander all up, Ken. Look at that. Got tossed out of the game. Top 7. Belt. His reaction on another called strike.
Off the plate.
Yeah, and he got tossed from the game. Let the ump know about it, too. Let's go to the top 9. That's Evan Longoria, representing the tying run. Little soft single to right. Good enough to score Tyler Austin. So the Giants close it to 4-2. Longoria, couple of hits today. Former A's closer Sean Doolittle said, okay, enough of that. Struck out Brandon Carford on 3 pitches. Nats won it 4-2. They take 2 of 3 in that series that the Giants head to Pittsburgh this weekend. NBA playoffs is tonight, the night for the Warriors. Last couple days, they had to hear all about blowing a 31-point lead. Steve Kerr was asked if he's worried it'll carry over into Game 3 tonight in L.A.
This team has been around the world several times, so we've been in this situation before in plenty of series, you know, losing a home game, losing a game that we expected to win, whatever.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter about Kevin Durant and his issues with Clippers guard Patrick Beverly. But the Dubs are also forced to replace DeMarcus Cousins here, who suffered a torn quad. Andrew Bogut will start tonight. Not quite what he thought he was signing up for when he rejoined the team in March.
Definitely didn't anticipate starting in the playoffs. But unfortunately, get a freak injury with DeMarcus, and then the circumstances we're in.
He's been our starting center for many years, and so it's almost as if the layoff never happened because he knows these guys, and we're playing the same style as we've always played, and he fits right into that style.
Let's take a look at that front court depth chart. Bogut will start, but Kevon Looney will likely get plenty of minutes off the bench. He scored 25 points in two games, including 17 Monday night. NHL, this is it for the San Jose Sharks, facing playoff elimination. They lose Game 5 tonight at home to Vegas. It's over. For the second straight year to the Golden Knights, Coach Pete DeBoer had this following message to his club.
I think the challenge here for everybody is, are you part of the solution or are you, part of the problem?
Goalie Martin Jones has been part of the problem. He's allowed 11 goals in the last three games, pulled twice. Pete DeBoer hoping he's part of the solution tonight. He's sticking with Jonesy as the starter between the pipes. And then there's Evander Kane. One goal in the series, but he's traded plenty of shots with Knights enforcer Ryan Reeves. The two dropped gloves in Game 3 and have continued to verbally spar through the media. Check this out. Kane landed a haymaker with this to Reeves. I think he thinks it's the WWE. He's probably going to end up there soon the way his game looks. Another year left in his deal. I'm sure Vince McMahon will be giving him a call pretty soon. That's quite a shot. Hey, Duke's Zion Williamson announced that he's turning pro on Monday. That's not a shot. Yeah, right. Yeah. He's expected to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, but it wasn't the only announcement he took part in. Williamson was included in a gender reveal.
Hi, friends and family. We have a big announcement to make.
We're having a baby.
We're having a baby.
So now we just need to find out if it's a boy or a girl. So Zion, take it from here.
Wow, it's gonna be a boy for Danielle and Nolan Ellenberg. Nolan works for the Blue Devil Network. Uses connections effectively there, getting the star player to dunk the gender reveal. That's original, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
No, not
Warriors by 20 tonight.
He's calling it.
Easy.
He's calling it. He's
a laugher. Okay.
He's on record.
Book it.
Thanks, Vern. We stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 every day on KPIX.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes. See you then.